Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, can you still hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me give Robert a call here.
Robbie.
And we are live. We are already live on Blog Talk, so we're officially live. We're not on YouTube yet. I'm going to go back to and find Robert's number.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
It was an interesting night.
No, it really wasn't.
Well, I'm being sarcastic, Beeb.
All right, hang on, guys, 1 second.
Okay.
Rich. Yeah. Can you go grab my phone for me, please? In my room. What are you doing there, freaking snorting coke?
What's that?
I said, what are you doing over there, snorting coke?
Who?
Robbie.
No, why?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw my fucking Darth Vader over there. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. No. I was laughing. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were. You were bleeding.
Oh, well. Nobody's perfect, man. And no, as far as the coke goes, that belongs to Timothy Bradley.
Bear with me 1 second, guys. We're almost ready. What round was the knockout? Was it the sixth?
Six. 47 seconds of the sixth round.
Okay. All right. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Make sure the video on. All right, Beeb, you look good. Perfect. All right, here we go. 3, 2. All right, welcome to a very special edition of the Ringside Reporter podcast. We just watched, I guess you can call that a fight, B. That was pretty good. That was okay. Wasn't bad. Terrence Crawford versus Amir Khan, our immediate reaction show here. And I tell you what, man, this was, I thought it was going to be a lot better fight than it was. That's for sure. I think I gave Khan the third round, and I think that was it. Obviously, Terrence Crawford buzzed him in that first round, knocked him down. It was, you know, and you saw it right away that when he caught him with that shot, I actually thought that he was winning that round up until that point. I thought he was doing a pretty good job. Terrence Crawford usually does his little slow start thing and just kind of feels him out and everything like that. But I thought he did a pretty good job in that first round. Then he got clipped, and then you just saw his legs just go wild. He looked like a baby deer out there. That was tough, man. That was tough for him. And then the second round, more of the same. Third round, I thought he did a little bit better. I gave him the round. I think you could have, I mean, it could have easily went the other way also. So that wasn't a big, you know, wasn't a huge deal. But I tell you, that fourth and that fifth round, that fourth round especially, when he started putting that body attack together, Terrence Crawford, I mean, he started putting that body attack together in the fourth and fifth round. Man, I think that's what made the difference. And that really was what made the difference, is when he started going downstairs, when he stopped headhunting and went downstairs. I mean, he really put it on him into the body there. Now, in the sixth round is when he got clipped. It looked like Khan got clipped with a low blow, and that was definitely a low blow. I don't know how they determine whether it's intentional or not intentional. I don't believe it was intentional. I think it was just a stray shot, but it was definitely low. Crawford said after the fight it wasn't a low shot. Listen, it was a low shot. Khan said he could not continue. Fight stopped, and then there you go. But I think the bigger issue here was the way he outboxed Khan. He really did. He just outboxed him from the start to finish. I mean, there was nothing. Khan's speed wasn't a real factor. Nothing Khan did seemed to bother him. Crawford, that is. Nothing seemed to bother Crawford. Beeb, when you watched this fight, did you see it play out like this, or were you kind of surprised by this too, given the fact that everybody, if there's one performance that they talk about with Khan, it's a Canelo fight. And they say, well, he was winning the fight. He was doing very well against Canelo. But, you know, two different styles, and also, I believe, two different fighters. Because after that Khan fight, after that Canelo fight, he hasn't looked good in a while. Honestly, he really hasn't. I didn't expect this, but he has not looked good for a while. Give me your take on this.
I thought Khan would do good for about the first three or four rounds. And he did get up to a good start in the first round. But the thing about Crawford is, it's just his movement. He's just so hard to get a read on. Like, we talk about footwork, and I think someone else said this before. I can't remember who. But footwork's not just about flashiness, moving around the ring. Footwork's about balance. It's about positioning. It's about getting set. It's about moving and making your opponent get out of position while you lure him into shots, while you set yourself up and you create punching angles for yourself, while you take away his punching angles. And Crawford is a master at that. You just watch him make those little subtle moves to the side, and he'll step back, and then he'll just slide over. And he gets his feet set so quickly where he could just generate power, and that he has that stop-and-pop type footwork, and it's so troubling. And not only that, too, just the upper body movement as well, and the feints, and just some of those little herky-jerky moves he does. He lets, as a fighter, as an opponent, he lets you kind of think that you're in control and lulls you into that false sense of security, which he did in that first round with Amir Khan, and then he forced Khan to get out of position, reach in a little bit, you know, had him feel, you know, get a little over anxious, a little overzealous, because as you could see, he was kind of fighting off the back foot a little bit in the first round, and I think that was to lure Khan into a trap, and he lured Khan into a trap, which was that sneak right hand. So I just think this fight really showed and made me and should make everyone appreciate just how skilled and versatile Terence Crawford really is. Khan did show some flashes of speed here and there, but you could tell he did lose a step a little bit. And you could tell that he was a little bit desperate in there. He was lunging a lot. He was reaching in with his shots. And he wasn't getting his feet underneath his shots. So when this is a telltale sign of a guy kind of slipping, is when your upper body moves ahead of your feet. Your feet have to move first. But when your upper body is moving before your feet, then that's a telltale sign that you're definitely, as a fighter, losing a step, in which Khan has lost a step. So I don't know where Khan goes from here, but I know Terence Crawford is definitely the goods, and him and Errol Spence has to happen. Just has to happen.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Some people in the chat just are saying that Canelo never beat Triple G. Listen, guys, Sean Newton said, who was Canelo's best win? It had to be Khan. No, his best win was obviously Triple G. That's the biggest one.
Yeah.
Listen, like it or not, the judges said he won. So he won. You know, I mean, you know, he won the fight. He won, you know, arguably won both fights.
I don't think he did.
I don't think so either. But the judges said, oh, hey, listen, if you had the fight or draw, it could go either way. I thought Triple G won the first fight. I thought the second fight was a draw. But listen, the bottom line is the judges gave him the decision. That's his, you know, that's the way it is. That's his biggest win. I don't think you can really argue that. Robert, what were your thoughts on this?
Well, Beeb made some wonderful points. And I'm sitting here thinking about which performance was more impressive. Terence Crawford's tonight or Errol Spence when he beat Mikey Garcia. Both of them were impressive. And people are going to criticize Spence, but, well, the guy came up to fight you. You didn't beat somebody like that in your own division. I think that's unfair. They both put on impressive performances. Khan is slowing down. I don't know how much he has left. I did expect this fight to end early. I just had a great fear of Khan running into something like he did against Canelo, out he would go. And, you know, when he got knocked down in the first round, I'm like, wow, could this be over already? And, you know, he got up and was saved by the bell at the end of the first round. Second round, he did a little better. I think the third round was his best round, but I gave all the rounds to Crawford. I couldn't find enough from Khan to give him a round. But Crawford basically won this fight by taking it over again in the fourth and finishing it off. But I did expect this to end early, and I don't know how the political things are going to work out. But you've got to lock Aram and Heyman into a room and not let them out until a fight is made between these two, because I don't think it's going to do any good for us to see Errol Spence go through the entire PBC welterweight stable while Crawford is searching for opponents. Yes, Spence would collect other titles, but nothing more would be accomplished. This is one of the biggest fights in boxing. It's got to happen sooner rather than later. That's just my thoughts.
Yeah, that fight ain't happening soon.
I know.
Yeah, that fight ain't happening anytime soon. No way. Not with promoters taking jabs at each other, and I don't think Heyman's taking jabs at anybody, just not talking.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, when that fight ain't happening anytime soon. So.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, but didn't Bob Arum seem kind of desperate for calling out Heyman? Like, look,
yeah,
we need this fight.
Sure.
So as far as the negotiating ploy goes, it makes Heyman and Spence look a lot stronger because you got Arum going on pay-per-view television begging for your fight.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. You know, look, man, I tell you what, It does. It makes him look desperate. And you hit it right on the head. I mean, I couldn't even say it better. It makes him look desperate by sitting there trying to call out the fight, call out the promoter and everything like that. Not really the way to get the fight, man. I got to be honest. And you know what? The worst part, Aram knows this. Aram knows
yeah.
That's not the best way to get the fight. You know what I mean? So, H Money, thank you so much. I think that's Dog Man, if I'm not mistaken.
That is.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's
so Dog
much, my man.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to compare performances, Spence Garcia versus Crawford Khan, listen, man, I don't know. You know, Amir Khan is a natural 147, but you could argue that Mikey's a better fighter. You can argue that Mikey's accomplished more.
Yeah, well, that's why
you know?
that's why I think if you have to compare the two performances over 18 rounds of boxing between the two of them that we've seen recently, I would consider Earl Spence's performance a month ago much more impressive than what we saw tonight.
Well. And we could, I mean, we could poke holes in both. I mean, we really
yeah.
could poke holes in both because I could say that, hey, listen, man, Mikey was coming up from 135 to fight this guy.
Right.
You know, we could use that argument. And I could also
exactly.
use the argument, just like I said a little bit earlier, that, hey, listen, man, Amir Khan has not looked good in his last couple of fights. He hasn't looked good since the Canelo fight. And I'm not even 100% sure that he looked good in that fight. He ended up knocked out cold.
Who wins, Mikey Garcia or Amir Khan?
I think Mikey Garcia's got to win that fight.
You
know, so I mean, you know, logically we could poke holes in either one of those. You know, if we're taking both of those, so I don't really know. Bottom line is though, listen,
I'm not willing to take
that away from Crawford tonight because I thought it was
right.
a good win.
They were both
because
impressive.
We all thought. That, I mean, we all thought that Crawford would win, but we all thought that it would be somewhat competitive. And I've never seen Amir Khan outbox like that at any stage. I mean, where he was like just completely outboxed. And so it was a good win. Listen, man, it was a good win for Crawford. And I don't think anybody can really take that away from him.
No.
Just like they can't take the win over, you know, Mikey Garcia over Errol Spence, you know.
Right.
You can't take that win from Spence. You know, they were both quality wins. Now, when they start talking about Lomachenko.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, don't get me started
Krala,
on that.
And comparing Anthony Krala to, you know, his performance with Anthony Krala versus his performance. Come on, man. Listen, you guys know I'm Krala's biggest fan. I love Anthony Krala, you know, and I love watching him fight and all that other good stuff. But that being said, he's no Amir Khan.
No.
You know, and he's no, you know, listen, man, Terrence Crawford had the tougher opponent. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
By far.
You know, if we're getting down to brass tacks, I mean,
right.
Khan has accomplished more. He's a more accomplished fighter. I think
right.
that's fair to say. So I don't know, man. I don't know what the deal was, you know. Sean Newton's in the chat. Sean, what did you think of the fight tonight? And were you impressed by Terrence Crawford? So I want Sean in the chat to answer that. He's usually got a pretty good take on things, you know. So it's interesting, man. It really is. It's an interesting thing. They seem to be hyping more of. I know when Teofimo came out, Teofimo, and then. The guy he fought, Itlis, what was his name? Totley. Totley.
Yeah, Totley. And we'll never hear from him again.
Oh, how dare you. I thought Totley did pretty good. I thought Totley actually did pretty good in the first couple rounds. I thought he, you know, I didn't think he won the rounds, but I thought in the first couple rounds he was reaching Teofimo, and I thought he tagged him a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he hit him with some good shots a couple of times. When they embraced at the end, what was it, the fourth round or the fifth round or something like that?
Round, because the fifth round is when he got put down.
Yeah, so he embraced him and everything. I thought that was the writing on the wall. That fight's going to end. I mean, that's a little bit, you know, because you're getting beat every round. And then you
yeah.
go out there and hug the guy. I mean, nah, I don't think so, man. I don't think so at all, man. So that wasn't good. yeah, Sean Newton says he thought that Crawford was just on another level. And,
yes,
I agree. He was. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. He absolutely was. But I guess here's the big question now is who does he fight next? Who does he fight next? Because, listen,
he fights Cal Brook next.
I think that's a good fight. I think that's a good fight.
Not competitive.
I think that's
it's
a solid fight.
It's not competitive.
Because, huh?
It's not competitive.
No, it's not. He'll blow him out.
Kell Brook is a big, strong guy. Does he fight him at 147?
He'll blow him out. It won't even
Kell Brook
close.
Is a big, strong guy, but again, Kell Brook, passed his expiration date. I really believe that. And he's not. And the other thing is, he's not going to fight at his best weight. And he said that's Spence's best win. I think I can go along with that because, you know, he had to go to England to beat him, his first title.
Yep. And broke his eye socket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big win. So he's got to, I mean, Terrence Crawford has got to keep pace in the sense that he's got to have competitive fights out there, people that are going to bring out the best in him. Because it's already talking about, I mean, look, he beat Mikey Garcia last time, Errol Spence, I'm speaking of, beat Mikey Garcia last time. They're talking about him fighting Sean Porter this time also in September maybe or somewhere
yeah.
around there, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, that's another thing to consider. Spence has got more people to fight. He gets to fight Crawford. He gets to fight Thurman. He could possibly fight Pacquiao. He could fight Garcia. I'm talking about Danny Garcia. If you're Terrence Crawford, you're running out of people to fight. We just indicated that Cal Brook would be an okay opponent, but it would probably end up just like tonight. You know, Cal Brook his expiration date is passed. Well, the ultimate solution would be for Khan and Brook to finally fight one another, and then afterwards they both leave the stage. You know, because really, really, I think that's where they're both at, you know, because they both have taken severe beatings in their career. I think the best solution would be to have those two fight in the UK and have them both retire afterwards. And if I'm Terrence Crawford, I don't know what I do here. It looks more and more, Eric, like he made a major mistake by re-signing with Top Rank because, frankly, there's just nobody left for him to fight. Unless something is worked out with Al Haymon and the PBC.
USC Trojan Zone, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. Guys, go out there and hit that like button, man. We got a lot of people watching. Nobody's hitting the like button. Hit the like button. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're out here doing a show for you to entertain the people, okay? Hit the like button. All right. I agree with you. Who was Kell Brook's last fight against? I can't remember right offhand. So
that tells you something.
Yeah.
That's right. If you guys don't know, maybe somebody out there can box record for us or whatever, but I don't know his last.
He didn't look good in it either.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. That's a tough, you know, because like I said, he's past his expiration date too. And you'll never get the Kell Brook that was, the Kell Brook that when he lost to Triple G, that was, I think, the beginning of the end for him. Because I think then he lost again to Errol Spence, and then that was, you know, that was pretty much...
Well, I think that's the biggest mistake he made in his career by bailing his promoter out of a tight spot and agreeing to gain extra weight. Because, he basically didn't train for Triple G. He just jumped into the ring at the last minute to save a card, and ended up for his trouble getting his eye socket broke. And then he recovers from that, and his next fight is to fight the beast of the welterweight division in Errol Spence and gets his other eye socket broke, and he's never been the same since.
Well, you know, too, is that they didn't want him to take that fight. His handlers and everybody, they wanted him to go to 154. They thought the weight loss would be a little bit too much and everything like that. They wanted him to go to 154. They did not want him to take that Spence fight at all, and he did.
Yeah.
So, not good, man, not good. B, do you think this fight happens next? What? Do you think the Crawford and Spence happens anytime soon?
No. I don't think so.
No.
I just don't think so.
See, and that's the problem. Terrence Crawford, being on the outside looking in, has nobody to fight. Nobody.
Well, that is true. I mean, they'll find guys for him to fight, but Errol Spence, of course, has got a lot more to work with than Terrence Crawford does, for sure.
Right.
I kind of agree with Sean Newton. Sean Newton, I agree with that. He says, "I hate that BS. Crawford knows what his choices were better than anyone else did." And he's right.
That's
he's 100% right. Listen,
yep.
Steve Kim came on and says that Crawford makes more money than anybody else in the welterweight division sans pay-per-view.
Yep.
Just is. And tonight was pay-per-view. So how much money do you think he raked in for that? And by the way, I was very critical of the promotion and everything like that as far as, the lack thereof. There was 14,000 people there tonight. That's not, that's not a cupcake right there. That's a lot of people. But what does it hold, 23?
20, I think, for fights.
Yeah?
No, but they don't usually – it's usually like 17, I think. Sometimes they scale. It depends on how they set it up. They usually set it up for, they usually set it up for 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for Joshua, I heard there was like 6,000 more tickets. They've already sold 17.
Oh, really?
I
know somebody that bought tickets to the Joshua fight, and he's trying to get rid of them really fast now.
Wow.
Fucking Big Baby Miller, man. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's go into that. Let's go into it, man.
Wow.
Because this fight was short and,
Yeah.
Do you kick yourself after this kind of pay-per-view, Steve?
I don't think it was that bad. I mean, the Teofimo fight was okay.
It was all right. What did you guys think of Shakur? Did you like the Shakur?
I think Shakur was okay. He did what he was supposed to do, and I loved how all the experts, this is the toughest fight of his career. He's going to have difficulty. He made it look real easy, to be honest. But the entertaining part about that fight was Timothy Bradley and his comments after the fight was over. Man, you talk about a guy that took too many shots in the ring. Hello, wake up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Tim Bradley was awful tonight. Brutally bad.
Saying he's the best featherweight in the world and nobody can he'll beat everybody. Let's see those fights happen because there's several featherweights he's not going to be able to beat. People are out of their mind.
Well, you know what's funny?
I didn't get that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
B. Oh, I'm saying I didn't get that statement at all. I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that Tim Bradley had said earlier in the week that he'd like to come back to fight Amir Khan or Errol Spence Jr.
What?
Let me tell you what. I would pay $200 to watch that fight on pay-per-view. To watch Errol Spence just dismantle him on pay-per-view, I would pay
that.
Well,
okay, then you just solved solved the Terrence Crawford issue. Have Crawford fight Bradley.
All right. So, Gee, let's talk about the Big Baby Miller situation.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal.
Go ahead.
All right. And in case you're wondering, we're going to have our live show on another live show, of course, our flagship show. Tomorrow.
On Monday.
Robbie, what? Let him flow. Seriously.
Now, come on.
I'm going to stick you in the corner. I'm going to stick you in the corner in 3 minutes.
I'm going to mute you here in a minute. So our live show is going to be on Monday. It's usually on Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. So, everybody's, everybody's got family and everything like that. And it's kind of like doing a show on Christmas. I mean, Easter's a holy holiday, man. It's a big holiday for the Catholics and everybody else, man. Everybody celebrates Easter. So we're going to do our show on Monday. But on Monday, we will have a train wreck of the week. And it's not what you think, but there is still time. All right. But Joel Big Baby Miller popped. All right. He took a pee test. It came back bad. And immediately he says, look, Notorious B.C. said the ringside curse strikes again. First hammer, then Big Baby. How dare you, sir?
Wow.
How dare you, sir?
Wow.
that
deserves a super chat.
That's right. How dare you insult us like that?
Gotta give us a super chat now for that.
Hey, we Wilder's the front of the show. He's still champ. There you go. We gave him longevity, you know.
Oh yeah.
So Miller comes back, and it comes back positive for GW1516, which is like an endurance type of thing, and makes you know, it helps you with his weight and everything. So comes back for that. He says, you know what? I don't know how it happened. I don't know anything about it. Don't know how it happened. Perfect. Next day, he pops for HGH. The same day, he pops for EPO.
Oh my God.
Three. He pops for three of them. Three drugs. Now, listen, man. Are you, you know, I'm thinking to myself, is he just like going to say, like, I don't know how this got in my system. I don't know how these drugs got in my system. Are you serious, dude? Like, are you really serious? Of course you know how they got in your system. You took them, you moron. You know, what is wrong with you, dude? So he popped for three. Now, he did come out. Now, I'll tell you what, he did come out and say, you know, he when his Instagram says, hey, listen, Benji, that's correct. It wasn't a diuretic, though. It was a GW1516 is not a diuretic.
Endurance.
And it's more for endurance and stuff like that. It was actually given to, like, diabetics and people with high blood pressure and stuff like that back in the day until they learned that it caused cancer in mice, like, at a rapid pace. But that's not here nor there. So he went on Instagram and just – he basically owned it, and he says, hey, look, man, I had problems and, you know, or I had a, you know, this, that, the other thing, you know, but I did it. I own it. You know, I made a mistake. I made a huge mistake. And that's where it is. What were your thoughts on that, Bede?
Well, what the fuck was he going to do? You know what I mean? It's like.
I know. At that point, you're kind of caught. It's kind of like getting caught red-handed in a bank. You know, I mean.
Did he really think he was going to get away with it? Or did he just sabotage himself on purpose? That's what I don't understand. Like,
I don't know. That's a great question, though.
Did he think that he would get these three substances past VADA? HGH is the easiest fucking thing to detect. Like, you have to be a moron to fucking take HGH if you're being drug tested. It's the easiest fucking thing to detect. Fucking. And you know, EPO, everyone talks about EPO. EPO is extremely, we went over this before, EPO is extremely dangerous because of how it thickens the viscosity of the blood. People are fucking taking strokes from using EPO. What the fuck? This guy had HGH, EPO, and he had this other fucking drug. Wasn't he scared he was going to fucking, you know, he could fucking, something bad could happen to him physically, medically? I just don't understand how he thought he was going to pass this fucking VADA test.
I don't either.
I don't get it. What the
fuck
is going through his mind?
No idea. I mean, you're right, though. Like, what did you actually think was going to happen? That you were, I mean, you're taking multiple PEDs. It's not even like you're taking one. You're taking multiple PEDs.
As anyone in the history of the sport or any sport test positive for three banned substances?
Not that I'm aware of.
This is a first.
Yeah.
Three banned substances this guy fucking tested positive for.
And now how does it work? They could just show up at a moment's notice, come to your door, and say, dude, you know, you got to pee in this cup. I'm going to wait for you. You know, I'll be in your kitchen.
They're outside my house right now.
he's gonna test dirty then.
Doing the show, you motherfuckers. Leave me alone. Come back.
Here, just pee under the desk. Here's the bottle, you know. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man. It's like,
Lois.
Why is your secretary named Lois? You know, but really, man, like, you brought up a great point. Was this self-sabotage? I think you might be onto something. Because, like, think about that for a minute. Who wouldn't, I mean, vodka comes to your door. These aren't like drugs that leave your system like now. They're going to stick around for a little bit. You know, it's not like it's got a 15-minute lifespan. It's going to stay in there. And so knowing that you could get tested any minute and they come right back, I don't get that. I don't get that. You know, I understand there's a lot of pressure to win. There's a lot of pressure too. But and if you're going to cheat, at least be smart about it. That's what I don't understand. Like, if you take one, you can flat out just deny and say, hey, you know what, I didn't do it. I don't know what you're talking about. It must have been the supplement. You know, go to GNC and this and that. But I don't understand. Like, three. You were taking three separate items.
I can't.
And you didn't think you were going to get tagged for that?
I don't get it.
Dude. You know, so 100% he's out of that fight. 100% now he's out of that fight. And they were going to appeal the decision. I know Miller's team was going to appeal that decision. Yeah, that ain't happening now. You kidding me?
He may get banned for 2 years after this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question about that.
He's done.
He's totally getting banned.
He's fucking done, this guy.
Yeah, 100% he's done. You know, because how old is he? He's about, what, 31, 32?
Yeah, something like that.
Somewhere around there. Time comes back, he's 35, he's 300 pounds, you know, I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard to stay in fighting shape all that time, you know, so I don't know, man.
Robbie?
I can't do anything about the railroad, babe.
Who's vacuuming over there, Robbie?
But no, Aaron, how can a fighter throw away a multi-million-dollar payday and a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship, three belts? I don't understand how somebody can just throw that away, you know, because how many people are going to get a phone call and say, hey, would you like to fight for the heavyweight title?
Right.
You know, I kind of feel bad for Joshua here because, you know, it took them a while to negotiate this fight. They had to go through a lot to make this fight happen. There's already lots of tickets sold. And they stated earlier in the show, I know somebody personally that bought tickets to the fight. He called me up and told me about the situation. And he's trying to unload his tickets now because he's afraid that because of this happening, that Joshua is going to get some tomato can that nobody's ever heard of. And he said, if that's the case, I don't want to go to New York to see that. You know, if they can't get a credible name opponent, I'm not going to keep these tickets, you know. So I don't know what happened now, but, you know, Big Davey Miller, his boxing career is basically done because he's going to be suspended for quite a while. And by the time it's over with, who's going to want to fight him?
Right. All right, let's go to area code 760. 760, you're live.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Brian, what's up?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on?
Long time no hear, my man. How you been, brother?
All right. I'm back. Oh, man, you know I'm
back.
Disappointed. B, that's your boy. What happened?
I know, man.
That's your boy, B. Oh, man.
I know,
you know,
man.
I was disappointed. You know, I was looking forward to that fight right there, definitely. Because I think I called in when they first announced it. I was pretty happy about it. But, dang, what a letdown, huh? What a letdown. But let me ask you guys this though: who you think can fill in that spot with Joshua? That's the question.
Rumor has it Michael Hunter, and I also got a press release today from Manuel Char's manager. Manuel Char is still in the running for this, so it could be. I know they're having meetings and everything like that. I tried to get a hold of him today, but could not. But Manuel Char is still in serious running for this, so we don't know. I mean, Manuel Char would be the better opponent, I think, competitively. But, yeah, man, I don't know. Louis Ortiz, from what I understood, turned down the fight.
He turned it
down? Yeah, he claimed that he wouldn't have enough time to get ready.
Yeah, because, you know, whatever. I mean, listen,
just
man.
Like
you know, when opportunities
like
come down the pike. Yeah, I mean, listen, man, when opportunities come down the pike, you got to be ready for them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just the long and short of it.
I kind of feel bad for Joshua because I think he would have made an American splash with a knockout, you know what I'm saying, regardless. I mean, whoever he fight, you know, I guess he going to, you know, I could see him pretty much beating anybody except Wilder. You already know how I feel about that, you know. But,
yeah,
he'll beat anybody else that he'll fight, you know what I'm saying? Joshua is the top dog, you know what I'm saying? Wilder's the top dog, too. It's two of them. And, hey, Beeb, I know you got your boy Fury. I know this.
That's your boy. I'm not even going to say anything, man. It's too late. It's too late right now. I'm not even going to say anything. It's too late at night. I don't want to get thrown out of this this complex right now.
But, man, I'm just – man, I don't know, man. I think they should just go ahead and scratch that bout. I don't know what they – you know, what they plan on doing, because it's really nobody that's going to fill in that Miller space. And, you know, Miller just had that mouthpiece, really, you know, that was selling the fight, and it was selling, you know. But who can fill? It's really nobody to fill that spot. If Ortiz not going to step up to the plate, then who else they got? I mean, Dillian White. I could see Dillian White, but I could see that fight happening in the UK more than in the US, you know, because they really don't know. But I mean, I could see Dillian White stepping in that spot, you know, if it's not Ortiz or somebody else, and they just trying to draw some attention, because that's what they're trying to do right now, is trying to come into the US so they can draw attention on Anthony Joshua, you know. So I don't know, man. They in a bad spot. That's all I can really say right now. You know, it looks like they in a tough spot because, you know, Emmanuel Char and who else did you say? Michael Hunter. Man, I looked up.
Michael Hunter, yeah.
I mean, I guess they might be okay, but nobody's really going to know nothing about them guys right there at all, you know. Especially it being on the zone, and they're going to have to stream this fight. You know, whoever he fights, it's not going to be like you can click on the TV, you know. It's got to be at least something to, you know, get people's attention. I mean, Miller was definitely, he was working it, you know. Miller was definitely working it with his mouthpiece, and that's what was drawing the attention to the fight, but it's been deflated. That's it, you know. What you guys think?
I think you're spot on, brother.
Yep.
I think you're spot on. I can't disagree with anything you just said.
I'm disappointed, man. I just, you know me, I'm not into all the politics. I just really be looking forward to seeing a good fight. That's all I'll be looking for. The entertainment value of boxing, you know what I'm saying? A good fight, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had a potential. Who knows, but... Man, this sucks, man. Why is boxing so disappointing? Man, so disappointing. I mean, we got Canelo and Danny Jacobs to look forward to, but besides that, what do we really got to look forward to for the rest of the year when it comes to boxing? You know, we ain't even halfway through the year yet. what you guys think?
Well, yeah. We got Canelo and Jacobs, and but the rest of the fights are pretty much automatic. You've got Wilder fighting Brazil. We all know how that's going to turn out. We got Tyson Fury fighting somebody that nobody's ever heard of. You know, I mean, the calendar is kind of sparse as far as the big fight is concerned.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks, you know, especially if they're trying to draw attention to the sport. You know what I'm saying? It kind of sucks, the whole schedule. But I don't know if you guys was discussing about the fights that happened tonight. Did you guys talk about those fights yet?
We're going to talk about those on Monday.
Yeah.
We're just kind of going over this card tonight.
So. Oh, you guys are going to have a show for Monday. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Well, that's about it, man. I'm not going to hold you guys up too much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man.
All right. Ryan,
he's our heavyweight guy, you know?
Quiet, Ryan.
Sean Ryan, Boxing, salute. Jason in the chat, salute. The Functopus, salute. Bayside Boxing, salute. Juan Flores, salute. Shlomo Bergestowitz, salute. RR100, salute. Hamed92, salute. Notorious VC, salute. Notorious, you are right. I do have a pie bet with Georgie on the Zolani Donaire fight. So there you go. Raphael Dawkins, salute. There you go. All right, let's go to, looks like Jason, 706. Jason, you're live.
What's going on, guys? Did you guys buy that scam pay-per-view or you guys streamed it?
Yeah, we watched it.
Did you buy it?
We bought it.
Yeah, you bought it, both of you? Did you buy it, Robbie?
Yeah. Yeah,
dude,
I sure did.
Saying, people have been saying for fucking months, oh, how the undercard was going to be great, full of fucking competitive fights. I didn't see any many competitive fights on there. What did you guys think about undercard? Did
you guys like it? You know, I mean...
When has there been a good undercard? When has there been a good undercard on pay-per-view? I mean, I can't even remember.
But wasn't that the main talking point about this card?
Wasn't
that the main talking point about this card? Like, that this has a great undercard, everybody kept saying? Remember?
It's all hoopla.
On paper was supposed to be. On paper, it's a good card. On paper, it was a good undercard.
Did you guys like that?
Did you guys like that
TMZ segment fucking Kriegel did on Amir and his wife? That was fucking cringy as fuck. I didn't like that at all.
No.
What do you guys think about that?
Stupid.
Kind of tacky. It was tacky, isn't it? Yeah. They should have shown as a charity work he does in Africa, building fucking wells or some shit instead of fucking his shitty ugly ass wife. I mean, I don't know why they showed that anyway. Mm-hmm. But what did you think about
I think the last.
Robbie.
Go ahead, Robbie. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robbie. No, go ahead, Robbie. Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to answer Jason's question. He wanted to know when the last time an undercard was competitive. I think the last one I can think of would be when Mayweather fought Canelo, because on the undercard of that you had Lucas Matisse, Danny Garcia, and there were a couple other decent fights on that card. I think that's the last competitive undercard on a pay-per-view I actually saw. Eric,
did you
disagree with that?
No,
did you guys
no,
actually
no.
watch that card,
no.
the Danny card tonight? Did you guys watch it or DVR it or what? Did any of you guys watch it?
I
DVR'd it. I'll watch it tomorrow.
I DVR'd it.
Make sure you guys go watch the fucking – make sure – dude, all the fights were fucking good. Andy Ruiz looked fucking sharp as hell. Fucking Brandon Figueroa looked sharp. He fought some solid guy who just didn't have enough, but he kind of quit with body shots.
Yeah.
And
all right, first of all, okay. Well, I will tell you this: I did see the Brandon Figueroa fight. I did see the Brandon Figueroa, and Brandon Figueroa did not look sharp. I don't know what fight you were watching, son.
He looked sharp to me. He looked sharp to me, dude.
Fight.
He's a young kid. He's got like 12, 13 fights. He looked sharp for that experience. I mean, he's still learning.
If he looks sharp to you, then I don't know what to tell you, son.
How many fights does he have, Robbie? Brandon Figueroa, doesn't he have like 12, 13 fights?
He leads with his head. He gets hit a ton. How does he
Well, that's just
sharp?
How he fights, man. That's just how. Yeah, but I think he looks sharp enough to be
Roma.
Like, that's
sharp,
what I mean.
That's my point.
Yeah, but that's that. He looked good,
Jason,
dude. I mean, don't criticize
Jason,
the kid.
The only thing,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Jason, the only thing Brandon's got going for him is he's a better fighter than his brother. But
that's true,
That's not saying a whole lot.
Maybe that's what I meant. In comparison to his brother, he looks sharp. But who stole the show? Danny stole the show. That was a fucking brutal-ass stoppage. And fucking Rolando Romero Rolly guy. He fucking got a brutal ass one punch KO and the guy left on a stretcher. Did you guys see that? Anybody?
That's great. Well, no,
really
he told you we hadn't seen it. And thank you for spoiling the rest of that card for us.
Yeah.
So it was
no,
on the PBC undercard afterwards.
I've got it on my DVR. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. So.
Please,
yeah, that's not on the main pod, so you guys probably missed it if you didn't DVR the card afterwards. You know, there was a card. They showed fights after 10:30 on FS1.
Jason, I recorded both the Fox and the Fox Sports 1, so I have them both.
DAZN had like fucking bums like Allen and Brown and May Van and fucking Chisora and some boring ass fight. Did you guys watch that or no? I heard it was some trash ass card.
Yeah, they also got the World Boxing Super Series next week, son. How about that?
We're talking about tonight, Eric. We're talking
about
tonight. What are you talking about next week?
Canelo.
We're talking about tonight, dude. We're talking about tonight, dude. Jesus Christ.
I'm talking
we're talking
about next
tonight.
Week, son. I can talk about whatever I want to talk about.
For, what have they had for 6 months, Eric?
What
have they had for 6 months?
What have they had for 6 months?
What have they had for 6 months? What have they had for 6 months? Tell
What's
me this.
It?
What have they had for 6 months? Can you tell me that? You're telling
I'm
me about next week.
Months.
What
I
have they had the past 6 months?
I want to talk about.
I know you can't, but I'm asking you that. What have they had for 6 months? What have they had for 6 months? What?
I'm going to ask you.
Why are you sucking DAZN's balls? I mean, if they have good fights coming up next week, that's good for them. They have to. They're fucking – they just doubled the prices. They better have some good prices. They just doubled their prices.
I love how Jason accused somebody of being on somebody's jock. PBC, anybody?
Dude, DAZN is like standing straight up. One ball is being sucked by Eric and the other is being sucked by Sean Newton. Like, you guys are on each side. Dude, calm down. Jesus Christ.
Slurp all over PBC, son. He's slurping all over him like a $4 whore. Look at him.
And fucking, dude, didn't I tell you not to get Big Baby Miller on the show and the guy's fucking failing all these dope tests? I told you. You should have listened to me. Come on, man. We need to get Caleb Plant, like, good fighters on the show, you know? Let's make it happen. Let's get Caleb Plant
on the show pretty soon. That's
fuck that
back
piece
on the
of
show
shit.
Soon,
dude,
son.
Did you see what he's been doing all weekend? Going around bashing Clarissa Shields versus Hammer? What do you guys think about that? He's been going around bashing that fight. What do you guys think about that?
You know what?
But why would he bash that fight?
He just gave you his honest opinion of
What did he say? Tell the fans what he said so they know. Tell them. Tell the followers. What did he say?
What he said. I don't remember what he said.
Go ahead, tell them, since you won't let me fucking talk, you piece of shit. Just tell them.
Go ahead and talk.
Go ahead.
What did he say? What did he say? What did he say,
Jake? Stop fucking cutting people off. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Babe, he went on fucking a Sirius XM boxing with fucking a Randy, what's his name? Robbie, you know?
Randy Gordon?
That Hall of Famer, dude, the heavyweight.
I thought it was Luke Thomas.
Yeah, Jerry Cooney and whatever. Yeah, yeah. He said, this was the biggest fight in boxing, and they could have. Hello? Shut up, Eric. What the fuck, dude? Shut up. He said you could put this fucking fight in a broom closet. Why would he say some shit like that? Jesus Christ.
Because there was nobody there.
Now Eric is like sucking Steve Kim's balls. What's going on here? Why are you sucking Steve Kim's balls now? What the fuck?
You're sucking mine, so what does it matter?
Who's sucking yours, dude? You just got to stop sucking Steve Kim's balls and let me finish. Calm down.
I thought this was a boxing show, not a gay show.
He's all talking about.
Jesus
Christ.
I suffer every night, man. I mean, I'm about to throw up watching fucking Eric sucking Kim's balls so much. Come on.
Yeah, he was waiting outside the back of the restaurant for him to throw stuff out.
Which restaurant? Eric.
Eric,
you don't eat out. You have to cook at home, bro. Stop lying. Okay? You can't afford to eat out. You can't afford to eat out. Come on. You spend all the money at the Eric. You spend, Eric spends money all the fucking strip club. You can't afford to eat out. Come on. Stop lying. Him and Coach C spending all that money at the strip club. They can't eat out.
Our 100 is a collar on the rag.
That's about right.
People. Beef, did you see what he said about the Clarissa fight? You need to go look at it, man. It's fucking bitter as hell. It's fucking shady, too. Like, going around bashing these fucking chicks.
What did he say?
They just had a good fight.
What did he say? What did he say?
He just said women's boxing is bad for boxing. Nobody wants to watch them. They did like almost 400K views. That's good.
Boring.
I mean, I don't know what's there
he
to bash. They did almost 400K.
He said it's boring.
What? What'd you say?
Boring. He's entitled to his opinion. So.
How is it boring? There was nothing boring about that fight.
You think Al Heyman is
how is it boring?
You're entitled to your opinion.
How is it boring?
It doesn't matter. Listen,
how is it
boring to him?
Literally, there's not one person in this world that said that fight was boring.
He's awesome to you.
What?
See the difference?
What are you saying, dude? I can't even hear what you're saying. What are you saying? What? What are you saying, Eric? People can't understand what you're saying. People can't understand what
you're
saying, Eric. Calm down.
You're saying, Sasha.
Calm down. You got exposed for promoting that scam pay-per-view. Now you don't have to cry. Jesus Christ. I mean, calm down. Your boy Big Baby got exposed like you for taking HGH. I mean, all you guys. This is Roid Rage. This is Eric's Roid Rage. I mean, he's on HGH like fucking Miller tonight, it sounds like. You've been to the anti-aging clinic, Eric? Is that what you've been?
How the hell can you have so much energy? How the hell can you have so much energy this late at night? I want to... You take speed or something? I mean, no matter what time of day do a show, you're hyped up like there's no tomorrow.
He's got a plan.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You guys about to cry, man? You guys about to cry?
I tried to put it in a
Let Beep speak. Let Beep speak. Well, let Beep
so
speak. Beep, what did you think about... What did you think about the commentary and shit? Fucking Tessitore drooling over the fucking knockout. He's like, oh my God, wow, look at that fucking, when he dropped him. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. I only like Andre Ward. He's the only guy I like on that broadcast team.
I don't mind Tessitore. Yeah. I don't mind Tessitore. I don't.
Tessitore sounds
Andre
like
Ward.
An actor almost. Tessitore sounds like an actor almost. Like, he's got a fake beard with a fake tan and shit.
Before the fights, guys, he was in the hospital. He was lucky to be there tonight. Come on.
Cool.
Yeah,
good. I'm glad he was in the hospital.
It
good.
It looks like he had like some kind of nervous thing going on. It looked like they said for whatever he said. I looked it up, and I can't remember what.
Yeah.
But
he's a phony piece of shit. He deserves to be in there.
Fuck him.
He's a piece of shit.
Don't you
fuck
hear
him.
People talking?
Shut up, Eric. Let adults talk. Shut up. Stop crying.
We start talking about cartoons or whatever. You can chime in.
Stop crying.
Shut up right now.
Stop crying. We're not talking soccer right now or WWE. Let us.
All right, now I'm going to have to mute you for a minute. Now I'm going to mute you before we come back on. So anyway, Tessitore was talking about, he said that he had this thing or whatever. Oh, he just hung up. He's mad. All right, whatever. But Tessitore apparently had this thing, and I looked it up, and it's like apparently it comes on when you're stressed. So I don't know if he just got, like, anxiety during the show and this, like, happened, like, where it's something about where your heart rate goes up and, like,
Well, yeah, I can see him being overstressed because, you know, this was his first pay-per-view and whatnot. I'm sure announcers... ESPN has never done a pay-per-view. I believe tonight was their first.
Oh, but he does Monday Night Football. That's way more stressful than this.
Yeah, right?
Well, that's what I thought,
B,
but, you know,
that's... an ESPN pay-per-view.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's how 1,500 people watch.
I'm stressed right now listening to you. My anxiety's not going through.
Oh, come on. That's the only thing I could come up with. I don't know what the hell his problem was. You know?
Lois, get me a Valium, please.
His blood pressure just dropped, you know, his heart rate went up, you know. But yeah, I tell you what, man, I tell you, that's pretty awesome that he came back. And it's pretty awesome that they got that guy, Bernardo Osuna. I didn't really care for him, but it's pretty awesome that they got that guy to cover for him like that. I mean,
yeah.
But I have a feeling they could have had any number of people step in for him. But
well, we could have been stuck with Max.
What's that?
I said we could have been stuck with Kellerman all night.
Oh, no, please, not that.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's always that, I guess.
He's horrible, man.
I know. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
You know?
Sucks, man. Yeah, he's such a homer, man. I mean, they got to get rid of Bradley. I mean, they seriously got to get rid of Bradley. Bradley and Kriegel, just got them.
Well, I'm thoroughly convinced that Tim Bradley is taking too many shots in the boxing ring, and that's why he says these stupid things.
Please, Ryan.
Are you gonna defend Tim Bradley, Beeb? I mean, come on, there's no defending here. Every time he opens his mouth, something stupid comes out.
This guy's got CTE, Robert.
Hey, Eric, I'm disabled, but I don't say stupid things every day either.
Robert, you're not disabled. Stop it.
Robbie said he's disabled, but he doesn't say stupid things.
Not every day, not like Tim Bradley. Every time he opens his mouth, something stupid comes out.
You're a perfectly functional human being, Robbie. I don't want to hear it. The way you talk about yourself is like you're strapped to a bed every day. I don't want to hear it, Robbie.
No, I didn't say that, Deep. Come on. Get out of here.
Stop trying to sensationalize everything, though. You're fine.
No, seriously, Tim Bradley's taking way too many shots, and he says, when he's on camera, he says way too many stupid things.
All right, 901, isn't that Stockton?
Yeah, no, that's Tennessee.
Tennessee in the house,
ooh,
baby! Nine,
that's a whole other side of the country.
Nashville!
Yeah.
Nashville!
All right,
no.
901, you're live.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Mr. DeZone. It's your boy, H Money. What's going
DeZone,
on, Phillip? How y'all doing?
That's the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the dog, man, the doggy dog. Yes, sir. I just want to talk to Terrence Crawford and this Amir Khan fight, man. It's just like I was telling you guys a couple of days ago, ESPN has really been taking advantage. They've been taking advantage. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You're fine.
Okay. I was just saying that ESPN was really just taking advantage of the customers, man. I mean, think about it. A lot of people spent money for this fight, man, $70 for a bullshit fight that didn't even live up to the expectations. Amir Khan quit in the fight, man. That's not fair to the customers, man. That's why I always encourage people to come to the zone where you can pay for a whole year. You pay $100 for a whole year, and you can watch all the fights that you want. It was some good fights on the zone today because I seen Lucas Brown take an upset loss. You know, he took an upset loss to David Allen, man, with a – he hit him with a mean
he
body
lost that
shot.
Fight?
Like,
yeah, he lost.
Yeah, Lucas Brown lost the fight. I mean, he
Lucas
hit him with
Brown's
a mean
terrible.
Body shot. I mean, he hit him with a real good body shot, though, man. You should look it up, man, because that was a real good body shot. And I believe that was a better fight than the main event on the ESPN pay-per-view because, I mean, at least I seen a knockout on DAZN. I mean, I don't know what other people seen on ES. I didn't even watch that fight, and I'm actually happy I didn't watch that fight because of the ending to it, man. So it's really not fair to the customers, and I'm looking forward to Canelo versus Jacobs, the biggest fight of the year. And, I mean, I don't know who could argue with me about that. What's a bigger fight in 2019 than Canelo Jacobs? I mean, Errol Spence versus Mikey Garcia. Earl Spence versus Mikey Garcia.
I mean,
that's not a bigger fight.
That
than
was
Canelo
the biggest fight.
Versus,
I think this is now the biggest fight.
Yeah. Canelo is a bigger name than Earl Spence and Mikey Garcia combined. You know, that's why Canelo's getting $365 million from DAZN, and Canelo holds the record.
Can't argue
that
that.
Well, and I'm glad that
Canelo,
Danny's getting
he holds that record
Robbie,
at the
Robbie,
at that Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Canelo, he holds the record, not Errol Spence or Manny Pacquiao, who fights on PBC. So, I mean, when Canelo fought on Showtime, it was all good. Everybody loved Canelo. But now when he's on the zone, it's a problem. But when he was on Showtime, he was just the greatest thing. People in America need to start giving thanks to the zone and start being thankful that we have the zone because in other countries, they don't have this. In the U.K., these guys wish they had DAZN, man. So, I mean, we should be thankful as Americans. And if DAZN was so bad, do you think Anthony Joshua will go to DAZN? Do you think Usyk will go sign with DAZN? Do you guys really think LeBron James, the biggest star in the history of the world, he's on DAZN? So is DAZN really that bad? And once people start seeing LeBron James on DAZN and he start promoting it, and once LeBron says pay-per-view is dead, what's everybody going to say then? People are just going to start jumping on the DAZN bandwagon. I mean, it's not about that. It's not about the bandwagon and all of that. I mean, just for the loyal boxing fans, I'm just letting them know there's nothing like DAZN. And we just had a clown just call in. Some guy just call in and say a whole lot of bullshit and a whole lot of gay shit. Talking bad about DAZN, but DAZN putting on the biggest fight. So I don't know what he's watching, or he just wants somebody to talk to, because I'm a boxing fan. I'm calling to talk about boxing, and I'm telling everybody that DAZN is saving boxing. The Zone is putting on the best fights, and they got the best price. You got the best fight for the best price. That's why Clarissa Shields, she fought on the Zone before. And I want to give a shout-out to the show because, yes, they did have Ringside Reporter on All Access, you know, for the Clarissa Shields versus Kramer fight.
That's right. That's right. You tell them.
Yes, sir. I watched it. And I always watch this show. That's how I know because I'm a fan, and I really watch boxing, and I really watch this show. So for all these other callers, when you call this show, let's talk about boxing, okay? Let's talk about boxing. If not, don't call, please. You know, so I'm just thankful.
Bro,
thank you for this show,
back.
By the way, man. Thank you. I'm just really thankful.
Oh, thank
for
you,
show.
Sir.
And every time you guys go live, I'm always waiting, and I'm a true fan of this show. And thank everybody on this show, man. And Beeb, I believe your name is Eric. The Ringside Reporter name is Eric, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Eric. And my other guy, who's my other guy? What's his name on the phone with us?
Robbie. Robert. Yeah.
Robert. Okay, thank you, Robert. I just want to thank everybody on the show and keep working hard, man. It's paying off. And if you guys could man, and just give a shout out to the Zone, man, and just let people know about this big fight coming May 4th, man, Cinco de Mayo. I mean, Cinco de Mayo is always the biggest date in boxing. So let's celebrate this big fight on the Zone. And everybody's gonna subscribe to this fight anyway. LeBron is he's doing a documentary, so everybody's gonna start subscribing to the Zone now. So I mean, let's just try to work for boxing. Let's work for boxing. And what's the best place for boxing is the Zone. Until ESPN put on some good pay-per-views, that live up to the hype, then I think otherwise. Then I'll give ESPN some props. Until Showtime put on a good fight, even matchup, even pay-per-view, then I'll give them some credit. Because Mikey Garcia was a lightweight. He jumped up three weight classes, and that wasn't an even fight, man. So the Zone is on. They're the only ones matching people up like the old days, like those old HBO days back in the day when it was boxing after dark. You know what I mean? When boxing was at the best time, man, when they had the best fighters. The Zone is the last people doing it. And shout out to Eddie Hearn. And if you guys could get Eddie Hearn on the show, I would definitely appreciate that. Seriously. Seriously,
we're going to try.
Hearn, man.
We'll do
our
best.
That's right. All right, Dr. Hearn,
you know,
man. We appreciate the call.
I appreciate
and we will
that.
Definitely try to get Eddie Hearn on for sure. That's one of our big that would be one of my big things. I'd love to get Eddie Hearn on the show. Beeb, what about you?
Lois, make sure you send this gentleman a T-shirt. I'd love to get him on the show.
Are you kidding? We have all kinds of questions we could ask.
Thank you.
Andre Vargas in the chat. Thank you so much. And
the Funktopus.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. And the Funktopus says, we got this now. Sweet Bud beats the snot out of whoever is willing to fight him. Tell you what, man, I don't know. I can't argue that. It's hard to argue that, right? Am I wrong here? It's hard to argue that. It really is. Babe, do you think he beats anybody put in front of him?
I think Spence beats him.
You think Spence beats him?
Yeah, but it's a tough fight.
Spence is a big, strong guy, man. I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
He's bigger, he's stronger. Who do you think has a better boxer IQ there, though? Honestly.
I think they're pretty equal, Eric, honest with you.
I think it's close. It's so close. I think the skills are so close, but I just think Spence is maybe bigger and stronger.
I can't wait for that fight. I wish it was happening tomorrow.
There it is. Reese Mack, salute. Rafael Dawkins, salute. Notorious BC, salute. USC Trojan Zone. USC Trojan, did you see that? Bayside Boxing, salute. Douglas Ohurio? I don't know. Salute. Jerry Esquivo, salute. Did you see USC Trojans in the chat? It said Eric salute, Beeb salute, Robbie salute, Robbie's mom salute.
Oh, my God.
And the Funktopus salute.
What's Mrs. Harris doing up at 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's only 11 here, babe.
What is she doing up at 11 o'clock at night?
We stay up late around here.
Hey, not this late, but sin, son.
She got the ham in the oven for Easter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you guys having for Easter, Robert?
We're going to barbecue steaks.
Nice. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. We've had crazy, goofy weather around here. But if the weather is good, we're going to barbecue steaks. So.
What kind of steak, Robert?
I think they're sirloins.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Good job, Robert.
Yeah.
What about you, Beeb?
I'm supposed to go out to eat tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, you're gonna go to that? You're gonna go to that buffet we talked about there, Beeb?
No, I'm gonna go to Gaetano's.
You're going to White Castle.
Lois, make sure the reservations are for 4. Gaetano's. Thank you.
Chili.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Beeb, Chili's doesn't take reservations.
Take it easy, Robbie.
You're over there throwing up, son.
What's he doing?
No.
What's he doing?
No, it's fine.
What are you, dry heaving?
No.
I was laughing at you, Beeb. Come on.
I'm going to pull a Tessitore and pass out.
Give me a break.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, so we're going to family tomorrow. I think I'm going to make some lamb on Monday. Like after Easter kind of thing, we'll make some lamb over here.
What are you going to have tomorrow?
I have no idea. We're going to the in-laws, and I asked my wife, I said, what do they have? And she was like, I don't know. I'm like, you're not even plugged in at all, man. I'm like, wow.
A little shepherd's pie, action?
I would like a shepherd's pie. That would be awesome. I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, they're good. They're good.
I'd make shepherd's pie all the time. You know what one of my pet peeves is? You know what my pet peeve is, Beeb? You know what this is? When you go to a restaurant and they say, we have shepherd's pie, and you find out that it's cottage pie.
That's what it usually is.
It's what it usually is. They try to pass off that beef is, and that's cottage pie.
That's what it is.
What is Gaetano's? What is Gaetano's?
An Italian restaurant.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm gonna get steak.
The name? Give it away. I mean, Gaetano's. No,
hey,
is it just like Italian fare or what? Like a real fancy type place?
They have a brunch tomorrow, actually.
All right.
My sisters want me to go. Ask me to go with them to brunch.
They got cannoli.
You got to be with these people, man.
So
they got cannoli and stuff over there. Like a mobster.
I haven't read the dessert menu yet, but it's in Stoneham.
Are you just going to Boston Market?
Oh, we got some
rotisserie up there.
We got some interesting people tonight. Just great comments, guys.
They got pizza. They got fish. Please, Mrs. Herrick.
She's in the kitchen and I'm in the living room. That's why you can hear things, guys.
Is she talking to you?
Yeah, she was.
Jesus Christ.
We need to get her a mic, man.
I may get this steak tip pasta tomorrow with penne.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good.
The penne pasta.
Or I can get a chicken, broccoli, and ziti tomorrow with the garlic and oil.
Spaghetti. Why don't you just get some spaghetti and meatballs? That's it. All right, let's keep it simple. Some spaghetti and meatballs. All right.
I know. Beeb wants to be high class, man. That's,
Get some gelato for dessert or something like that. What are you doing? It's Italian ice. That's Italian, right? It's some Italian ice.
Please,
nice Italian ice.
Please,
Beebs.
Please, Eric.
All right, guys. I think we're going to go ahead and call it a show here, man. Thank you so much for coming out. Hey, for everybody, happy Easter today. So happy Easter. And just remember, we won't have a show tomorrow at 7. We will have it at Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. make sure you tune in. Had a lot of fun tonight, and enjoy your weekend. We will catch you soon, Monday.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody.